Welcome to the Hook Podcast Season 2.
Season 2,
isn't it? Like, this is our, we're into the new season.
It is. We've had a four-month break.
Lots happened. We've got a fair bit going on this year. So sit back. Enjoy Episode 1 of Season 2. Just myself and Jackie having a bit of a reflection on last year, things to come this year, and then I suppose what the future holds.
We're with only two of us on the boat. Mayhem on just one more.
What a fish.
Cool. Sort of feels a bit awkward, doesn't it?
It's not a bit, it's really weird.
Just the two of us having a chat.
Yep.
So we've had a four-month break from doing a podcast, but a lot's happened, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy, really. Like, there was...
Yep. House sold.
Yeah, house sold, boat sold, new boat, moved house.
Yep. The big cleanup from that, too.
Yeah,
it was a bit of effort.
So yeah, we've been pretty busy. So sold the house end of last year, early this year.
Yeah. So we sold it in September and it settled in January. But it triggered it because we started looking online at some boats over in the US, didn't we?
Yeah, we were. Yep.
And there was something that we really loved, a Viking. And we're like, yep, let's put the house on the market.
Yeah, so we sort of looked at it and then a few things happened and we didn't go that way.
That's right. Well, the Aussie dollar dropped for starters.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. We got good money for the house, so that opened some other doors here in Australia. And then there was a couple of boats that I'd sort of been looking at for a while and they were still on the market. Mm-hmm. So we flew up to the Gold Coast, had a look at a boat up there, and then flew to Sydney and had a look at a boat, and ended up with a 43-foot Riviera.
Yep, and it was a private sale. We didn't end up having to go through a broker, which was interesting.
Yeah, in the end it all worked out, I think.
Yep. So tell us a bit about this boat, because it's called a 43, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's a 43-foot Riv. It was made in 2005, but it actually comes in at 50-foot. So I don't really know exactly how it all works. But so it's got twin 635 horsepower QSM 11s in it, Cummins diesels. Holds 2,500 litres of diesel, which is basically a paycheck to fill it up, as we worked out and we've done a couple of times now. Yeah. Two bedrooms, bunk beds, big kitchen, galley, I suppose you call it, saloon, flybridge. We've just totally redecked it out with all new electronics, put in some slimy tubes that we got from Mick at Hook'em, the flush mount slimy tubes, and they've been awesome. Serviced it, done everything. Yep. And
you've put rod racks in the roof.
Yep, so got everything sort of where we need it to be. We've got it all set up now down at Queenscliff, down in Victoria. So we got it back before the big lockdown. Now we're just waiting so we can go fishing again.
Yeah, because in Victoria we're still not allowed to fish. So you won't see much in terms of video from us for a while. But I'm hoping to convince Daniel to do a few more podcasts, because it's the perfect opportunity to talk to people while we're not as busy fishing.
Maybe. but there's still... lots of other stuff going on as well. So trying to get everything lined up. We've got a fair bit to get sorted still. There's a lot going on at work. You've got a lot going on at work. But yeah, we're making it happen. The big step's done now. So now it's getting the boat ready, getting familiar with the boat.
Yeah.
And getting some fish on the deck. It's been really good for the marlin season. We did even though it was a short marlin season for us, we still did really well. Everyone that fished with us that had never caught a marlin before, got their marlin.
Yep.
Got to know the boat pretty well. And
It was a good first couple of times sleeping out on a swing mooring and just travelling up and down the coast. So it's a bit of experience for what we hope to do. We want to do a fair bit of travel on the boat. And that was the aim, wasn't it? Back in 2015, thought, well, we'll tell us the story. We were up at Port Douglas, weren't we, for your mum's 60th?
Mm-hmm.
And we went down to the marina and we were enjoying ourselves up there. And we wanted it to last, didn't we? Like a week didn't feel long enough. And we looked at all the boats and we're like, who even has this lifestyle? Like, who are the kind of people that own these things? And then I said, well, we can do that. And it took you, what, a long time to convince you?
Yeah, it still doesn't seem real at the moment. Like, I mean, there's still a lot that needs to happen yet.
Mm.
So we still got a fair bit going on. But yeah, it's taken 5 years to get to where we are now. Mm-hmm. Obviously, COVID-19 has thrown a bit of a spanner in the works, but it is what it is. We'll work through it and get it done.
A lot of people's plans have changed, so it just gives us more time to settle in, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's sort of where we're at, I guess.
Mm. Going back to why we even love fishing, how about we do that? So you obviously grew up with a lot of fishing and you've talked about that before on a previous podcast.
Yeah.
But I hadn't fished much at all for a long time. Like, even for the first 10 years we were together, we rarely fished, did we?
No, we're too busy camping, and
yeah,
we're obviously living in Sydney, and work was pretty busy then as well.
Yeah,
with both of us, you were studying a fair bit, and
mm-hmm.
So just didn't get the chance.
Mm, yeah. And I suppose your hobbies were different. Like, you loved your motorbike riding, still do, but not as often out riding as you were back then.
No, yeah, just priorities, different things.
Yep. And you went through your phase with all your skydiving.
Yeah, did all that. Got an Australian record, ticked those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
And whitewater kayaking.
Well, I still enjoy the whitewater kayaking and the whitewater rafting with work and everything, but just the job that I've got now doesn't allow it, I guess.
No, and there's very few places in Australia really with really good white water, isn't it? It's very seasonal.
Yeah.
Whereas fishing, we can do it pretty much all year round, still weather dependent, but there's always an option, isn't there?
And government dependent.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
So, yeah, look, fishing opens a lot of doors. It's, you can go out, ski yourself. You can go out, catch monster fish. You can just go out and catch a feed. You can just go out and catch nothing. That's and just right. Chill out. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's
those got, are sometimes my favourite trips.
Yeah, not mine. Now we've got the boat we produce every time.
Well, after we first spoke about getting a big boat, we'd already had a little freshwater boat, hadn't we, at that point?
Yeah, we bought the Hornet Trophy 440. Yeah. And we kitted that right out. I love that boat. That thing was awesome.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of freshwater fishing at that by that stage. Otherwise, this wouldn't have even opened up as an option.
No, that's where you sort of got hooked to it.
Yeah, I like getting out and away, and I liked camping out. And, you know, freshwater fishing is obviously very different, and we would spend long weekends not catching a thing, or sometimes just a carp or two. But I would be happy.
Yeah. It was good. Like, it opened a lot of doors and started a lot of things. Then obviously we were down the boat show and started looking at something a bit bigger, and found the Quintrex Trident, the 610,
yep.
The hard top. And that was an awesome boat. Like,
yeah, it was good across the board because we could still go to Eildon in it and do a weekend fishing, but it opened up saltwater.
Yeah, it did. Then obviously we sold that, met Andy, which has opened up another couple of doors there, old Schnurbles.
Yeah.
So met Andy, he bought the old boat, and then we went to the Sailfish, the S8.
Yeah.
That was, I still love that boat.
Oh, yeah. And look, we stepped up to the Sailfish because we were going further and further out in the Trident. And really we wanted, well, I wanted something warmer, something that was easier to sleep in. We wanted something that was lockable.
Yeah, it ticked every box, the S8. Yeah.
It was safer.
Yeah, it was just an awesome all-round boat. The only downside to it was it was just that little bit too big to put in the lakes. Like, we took it over to Eildon a couple of times and things like that, but I didn't want to get it in the trees and
that
scratch
it. That was a nightmare, trying to tie it between two different trees, like 10 metres apart.
Yeah. So, but we got some good fish over there, some freshwater fish, and then, so it was a, yeah, I'd definitely go back to an S8.
It was the boat we've had for the longest so far.
Yeah, and it's like we put some hours on it. Like we had
over 800 hours.
Yep, and then that we sold that and that went to Townsville. So yeah, that's and then we're on the roof.
Next phase.
Yes, definitely a step up.
Well, yeah, I mean it's just different all around because we now can't. And this was the way up with going away from a trailer boat, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Still.
You love marina life.
Yeah, marina life is pretty cool. Being down in the marina, just kicking around. It is pretty cool. It's pretty cool until you have to go to the Bowser and fill up.
Yeah, and we keep justifying it that we're now not spending money on fuel for the car as much or accommodation. And the fuel in the boat lasts a lot longer, obviously. Tank's bigger.
Yeah. I mean, we come all the way down from Bermagui to Queenscliff on a tank of fuel.
Bateman's to Queenscliff.
No, we filled up at Bermie.
Okay.
But the last 13 hours, we're doing 20 knots or 22 knots.
Yeah. So you would have made it easy if you had just been cruising along. Yeah. Took 3 days instead of two.
Yeah, we would have. We would have got here easy on a tank. Well, we got here on a tank anyway, but... There wasn't much left in the tank. So, yeah, it was a pretty quick trip. Obviously, you couldn't fish once we hit the the New South Vic border. So, with the ban on fishing and everything. So, as soon as we hit the border, pulled all the rods and reels in and cleaned everything up and then just motored pretty much. We drove through the night, which was definitely an experience. A bit eerie, but it was pretty cool.
It was good for you to test that, though, because that's some of the plans that we've got is to drive down to Queenscliff on a Friday night, drive through the night on a Friday night to get down to the tuna fishing grounds, isn't it?
Yeah, the plan. There's options. So, you know, we don't have to go that far anymore. Like if we find the tuna or you find the fish, there's no point like going any further. You stay where they are. So, but yeah, it definitely opens up some different doors. It's, you know, you've got to get used to driving a bigger boat, parking it in a marina. That's interesting.
Well, without bow thrusters.
Yeah, it's definitely.
It'd make a difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd definitely make a difference. But once you get the hang of the boat, like I'm pretty comfortable with it now. It's, you know.
It's only been 3 months.
Yeah. So obviously the more you do something, the more proficient you get at it.
Yep. And I mean, while we've been fishing out of Burmese for quite a few years now with the Trident and then the Sailfish, we got to know lots of people with big boats. But down on the Victorian coast with the tuna fishing, we haven't got to know anyone with big boats, only trailer boats.
I don't think there is many big boats fishing.
No, doing it. Yeah.
It's definitely different. It's a different scene. Like, I think it's just it's a whole different fishery. The tuna are spread so far and wide that you need to be able to chase the bite as well.
Yeah, but it's a newer fishery as well, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like it seemed to die off for a long time, but Burmese been consistent.
Yeah, Burmese has been consistent, although, I mean, you look at yellowfin comp, things like that, like the bluefin fishing down here has been phenomenal. Like the amount of the schools of bluefin that we drove through, I was like sick when I couldn't fish for it, but anyway.
Yeah. And that was east of Melbourne, whereas we've only really fished west of Apollo Bay, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it'd be great to start exploring out there a little bit more. Maybe, you know, we put reports out and there's more people going out.
We just keep it to ourselves.
Keep it to ourselves. We also want to get across to King Island a couple of times, which will be fun.
Yeah, it's look, bigger boat, bigger options, bigger expenses, bigger, you know, it's just a whole different world now and just getting used to it and seeing where it leads, I guess.
Yeah. It'll be easier to get across to King Island, to Kangaroo Island as well. We wouldn't have to drive and tow the boat the whole way like we did that time. We could take a week off and head up that way. And
yeah, I think the downside of all that, though, is weather. You've got to...
Yes.
So, you know, with a trailer boat, you can sort of not really governed by the weather as much, whereas in a big boat, unless the weather's good where you're fishing, you know, to get somewhere else, you've got to go through the bad weather.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. But at the same time, we've always had that problem because we, you know, 6 months in advance, we set aside a week of leave and then we go and it's bad weather the whole time, or we get one day.
The cat used to handle it really well. Like, yes, it was good.
Yeah, it did, within reason.
I don't know. There's been some pretty sporting days where it's been pretty,
yes,
I'll use the term nautical.
Yes.
So, it did really well.
Mm, it has done very well. And like you said, you know, once we've outgrown the Riv and we may go back to a sailfish because of the versatility of it.
Yeah, I think I'd, like I said, still love that boat. Like it was an awesome boat.
Mm-hmm.
So far, this has been an awesome boat as well. Living in it in the marina. Like I lived on it for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bought it down from Sydney, stayed at Jarvis Bay on a swing mooring, catching squid, eating fresh squid.
Mm-hmm. You had crayfish.
Yeah, we've had crayfish. We've done a fair bit on it already. We've already put close to 150 hours on it.
Yeah.
So serviced it, did a big service. So, you know, we've done a fair bit.
Yeah. And by doing all those things, you've sort of learnt the boat inside out in a lot of ways already, haven't you?
I mean, living on it for the 3 weeks and then doing the services and everything, I think that's the biggest thing with the new boat. You need to be pretty intimate with it. You need to understand where everything is. Doing the electronics was probably really good because we had to pretty much gut everything to do it properly.
You might have just patch into what was already there.
Yeah, so we re-ran pretty much everything. So we've done all the stereo, we've done the TV, we've redone the whole electronics package. So that definitely...
And transducer.
Yeah, that was emotional, drilling into the bottom of your boat.
Yeah, but it worked. Yeah. It worked.
Mario the man.
Yeah, we've had him on the podcast.
Yeah, without him, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that I think that's probably been the biggest and hardest part is knowing where everything and how everything works. Mm. The trailer boat world's very different to the big boat world.
Mm.
And then the expense is just, you know, a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm still getting used to what has to be switched on to work and what can be switched on at the same time and what can't, what can be switched on when we're running the generator versus the shore power and all sorts of stuff. So all of that's all interesting for me too in terms of trying to run the inside of the boat.
Well, yeah, I mean, the boat's still got some 110 wiring in it because it went to America first. So the boat was built here in Australia and then went to America to the first owner.
Mm. Hence the yellow hull.
Yeah. It looks good.
I know, it stands out. So if anyone sees the Riv with the yellow hull, it's us because there aren't many.
No. So, and then the guy we bought it off, he bought it back from America and it sat at the back of his place and then we bought it. So we're the third owner.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The cool thing about Riv too is that even though we're the third owner, we told Riv that we'd bought it and we're part of the Riv Club, which is amazing. Like, I just think that sense of belonging, even though it's a third hand boat, is kind of cool because they're proud of what they do.
Yeah, Riv themselves have been awesome. Like, you get your HIN number on the back of the boat and you can ring Riviera and find out everything. And then if you need to replace anything, they've got everything on file. So they just, this is what you need, this is the part, and they send it to you. So it's been, you're right, you sort of, even though we're the third person to own it, you still sort of feel like you're part of a pretty special family, I suppose. Mm. I mean, buying one new, we definitely couldn't afford to buy one new.
Mm-mm.
So this was the way of going about it. So far it's been pretty cool.
Mm. Yep, very much so. So, yeah, we're just waiting at the moment for the ban on fishing to lift. And then hopefully it's still well and truly tuna season, so we get some tuna fishing in.
Well, I think we will. So that's the plan anyway. We'll go chase barrels and then...
Barrels, and I want to try and get a record, like a 30 or 40 kilo fish on light gear.
Yeah, so that was definitely something that we're looking at this year. We've been speaking to Jace from Colorado Lures a fair bit about that. So we've got a plan there that we're definitely going to try and execute, but it just sort of depends on a few things at this stage. Obviously, weather, time.
COVID.
Yeah. So, yeah, once the lift happens, we've got our new team shirts coming. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, those are exciting. It's like next level shirts.
Yeah, so we've got a really good shirt team that have helped us out there, that are helping us design our new Cuzzy Bros team shirts for on the boat. And then got a few people that are going to probably feature in some videos this year, some new faces that will be part of the crew. I think that's probably the other thing with the bigger boat, you know.
Have regular people.
Yeah, although, you know, with the old boat, you and I could fish by ourselves really comfortably, really easily.
Well, we've spoken about that too. Look, even with tuna, we can probably do it just with two. Like, you wouldn't want a three-way just with two, but we've got the autopilot, so it would be doable still.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So,
again, weather dependent.
Yeah, but look, there would definitely be people that feature in the videos that'll be probably a bit more regular than others. So there's a few people lining up that want to get on board, which will be pretty cool. So we'll just see what happens. Go chase barrels for the first bit of the year once everything lifts and we're good to go. We're green lit, and then I definitely want to get the boat back up the east coast for marlin season again next
year. Christmas 2020.
Yes. So I want to spend a fair bit of time up there next year, sort of really targeting the marlin and having a red hot crack.
And hopefully we'll get some interesting guests for you for the podcast too up that way.
You never know. Never know what's going to happen.
No.
Crazy show.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else you want to tell everyone?
No, that's about it, isn't it?
That's about it for this at this point.
I think like I said, we've got a fair bit planned. We just need COVID to go away like everyone else. And then once that's done, I think, you know, get your set up ready to get Australian record, tick that box, get a couple of barrels.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to tag a barrel this year, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I just want to see how this boat goes in the Southern Ocean. I'm just excited to go out there for the first time. You've actually been outside of the heads in the Southern Ocean, but at the moment I've only ever been on a big boat over on the east coast, so it's very different.
Yeah, it you know, it's a whole nother level.
Yeah,
so there wasn't much of an issue. I didn't think so. Like, there wasn't really any real difference. Well, obviously it handles different, it performs different, it's, you know, you can be in bigger water, but bigger water, bigger consequences, all those sorts of things. So
it's just
a whole nother level of boat, and I don't think we're going to have a problem. It's going to be pretty cool, actually. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to some night shark fishing as well.
Yes. And squid. I mean, it'll be funny on such a big boat just to be pottering around doing squid, but still.
Yeah.
Do it in style.
Maybe.
Do it while I'm cooking a roast.
Yeah, maybe. So, see how we go. Still a fair bit to happen. You know, we've still got some awesome sponsors with us. So, hook 'em. Mick and the guys there are doing an awesome job.
Yep.
You know, they've looked after us already with the new boat.
That's right.
And
we should get them out.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to get them out on the boat.
Yep.
So Mick and Jim and the crew out there, and we'll see if we can get them on a fish.
Yeah. And obviously Jace is wanting us to get the record, so.
Yeah, yep. So he's obviously been doing a fair bit with his business and that. With
the lures.
With the lures. He's gone 3D printing and he's doing a lot of that stuff now as well. So, you know, might be able to catch up with him for another,
that's right,
another episode.
Yeah.
Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Mario has been flat out with his new little toy that he's building. I won't ruin everything there for him, but he's spent some time and done some quality work on his new little project. And he's just bought himself bought himself a bigger boat end of last year. And he's hotting that up a fair bit and doing a fair bit of that as well. So he's been really busy. Frank from FJG Burley, he's still doing a little bit of burly, sort of dabbling in it a little bit now, but he's been off doing other stuff as well, so we need to catch up with him. So,
and, of course, Navico helped us fit out the boat, which was amazing.
Yeah, so Bill looked after us there. Simrad come through again.
And if you haven't seen the photos of the new dash with the big screens, you'll have to jump on to Facebook to check those out.
Yeah, we've definitely gone up a level.
Well, you had one of those screens before, didn't you? The way they talk to each other, and the
we've got two of them now. Radar
transducer is amazing, and
all sorts of stuff. So yep. Yeah, there. You know, like I said, we've partnered up with quality people, and they're all awesome, and they've looked after us really, really well. And without them, we definitely wouldn't be.
No, we'd be a few steps behind, wouldn't we?
Yeah. So need to get them out on the new toy, and.
That's right. Bill will come out with us again.
We'll try and get a few more podcasts organised, and then get a few more episodes ready to go. And
yeah, and then obviously watch out on YouTube for video as we're back fishing.
Yep. So we just I just put up the marlin one. That's only been up for a little while.
Yep.
Jump on there and have a look at the marlin season. Video probably isn't the level that we had it at. With the S8, we're still working out where to mount all the GoPros and
yes.
Trying to get everything sorted. So it was a bit of a rush. So
that's
I do
right.
Apologize for some of the video there.
Most of the video was on mobile phones.
Yeah, because we were just flat out doing other stuff. So that was a little bit average. But now that we've got more GoPros, we've got a bigger boat, more places to put them. So there should be some new cool footage coming.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for agreeing to sit down with me to do this.
Mm. Yep. Now go back out and keep fixing things.
Yep. All right. Well, yeah, we'll catch you next episode. And you might hear a couple of episodes where I'm interviewing too. So we'll see.
That might be the go there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. I'll fill in some gaps perhaps.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, like I said, thanks for listening to season one on... Yep. Episode one of season two.
Episode one, season two.
Yep, and stand by for a few more.
Yeah, if you do have any people you'd like us to interview, let us know, or if there's any particular things you want to know from us as well, happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, if we can help you out and save you some money, and that was the big reason for starting the whole blog and podcast and Facebook page and everything. So,
yep. It's been a big learning experience for us.
Yeah, so if we can help someone else out and save you some money, that's the big one. So if you're down the marina and you just want to have a look at the RIV,
yep.
Marina life, baby.
That's right. Like we said, we were dreaming about it for 5 years, so you've got to start dreaming sometime.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We'll be in touch.
Catch you next time.